Miami is breaking up with Spring Breakers, all right? Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description, as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Look at me. I'm all unprepared, but we're going to get to it. Let's rock, y'all.
This morning, spring break, Miami Beach, and peaceful, all in the same sentence.
We've actually been surprised with how calm everything's been.
That's something we haven't been able to say in years.
Did you think it was going to be a crush of people off of Ocean Drive?
Yeah, like it regularly be when we come.
I've seen more police than people.
To really get the full picture, it might help to see the beach from above compared to recent years when unruly crowds and fatal shootings led to states of emergency, darkening the sun-soaked celebrations. This year, though, authorities cracking down to protect families and partiers alike.
When you look around, what are you seeing today?
A lot of police officers.
And barricades.
But very friendly, smiling police officers. They're ready if anything happens.
Police making more than 140 arrests so far, utilizing DUI checkpoints and barricades to block parking, which you'll see in front of Tracy Revelle's store, The Baked Bear, on nearby Washington Avenue.
To know that our sales are down from the previous week, pre-spring break, that's a huge impact for me. This one is-
Here's the thing. It's a yin and a yang. Whatever, every piece of good is always going to be some bad. I'm going to read that super chat shortly. I appreciate you. With all good, there's bad that comes with it. So now, business owners that became dependent or interdependent, kind of like they Black Friday, right? So on one hand, you can say, well, you know what I'm saying? It's quieter. It's not as much rioting and all of this other type of stuff. But on the other hand, you're going to have business owners that's complaining and they're going to say, well, man, I was dependent on this because this is the time that we was running it up because we was dependent on a bunch of tourists to come in and support the businesses that's here that make a lot of money off of Spring Breakers.
Pistachio.
Revelle is grateful for the safety measures, but says the restrictions are eating into her profits by at least 20%.
Can you fault the city for taking these steps?
It's kind of hard to fault them because, again, we want them to be safe, but we don't want Miami to shut down. We want people to want to come to South Beach.
Right down the street.
Under normal circumstances, how crowded would this restaurant be right now?
I will have at least half of the tables and maybe some people at the bar.
Bolivar restaurant is empty at 6 o'clock on a Sunday.
Imagine, I mean, if you're a customer and you want to, you see, oh, look, a Latin American restaurant and you have no place to park, what can you do?
So this right here is devastating for business.
Yeah, this is devastation for us.
The upshot for the city and South Florida is that order is being restored.
I think that with the barricades and just the police presence is making everybody feel a little bit more comfortable.
In a place that's traditionally been a spring break haven for rowdy college students. Now, as millions again flock here to unwind, it's partying with parameters.
If you abide by the rules, you'll have a great time. If you break the rules, we will deal with you accordingly.
Sam, it was interesting there to see the effect that this is having on businesses in Miami. This crackdown, though, how long do we expect it to last?
So it should be noted, Craig, that a lot of businesses are in support of these measures, certainly for the safety components. As far as how much longer this is going to go on, the enhanced parking restrictions like these barricades are going from Thursday through Sunday chunks for the next couple of weekends. And then we're also looking at a situation where all the parking garages in South Beach are closed for next weekend as well. Most of the other measures through the rest of March. Governor DeSantis here also saying he sent out some 140 patrollers, state troopers all throughout Florida, 60 here in South Florida. But the breakup has been successful so far, as we have not heard any reports of violence or shootings. And of course, that is the best news we could be delivering.
And, you know, I guess Chris James says, why is it a crackdown? Because people come there and they tear up every year. That's why it's a crackdown. It's a crackdown because people go there. They destroy Miami Beach. They tear up Miami. And then they leave and they go home. And then they leave it all of the carnage in a way. And so you can kind of say it's two things. Number one, people are happy because, you know, the police presence. And this is another thing that we need to advocate for. More police officers is because it creates a safety component and it reduces crime. You haven't heard any reports of people getting shot or anything like that. And they holding it down. And they've been telling y'all for years, hey, you can't keep coming here and tearing up, throwing bottles, tearing up the beaches, partying and all of this stuff. And it actually really, really started a while ago. But then it really hit its apex during the pandemic because everybody was still flying down to Miami Beach. And this year they said, listen, we ain't even tripping. Y'all messed it up for yourselves. We tired of y'all coming down here and tearing up. And this is what's going to be the result of it. And so the businesses is going to have to deal with it. They just going to have to deal with it. I agree, Eric Daniels. We need more police nationwide. But it is a tale between two spaces because the businesses on the flip side are saying that, well, you know, we losing money. It was a lot of used condoms. It was so bad down there that when I would make sure that I would leave before spring break. That's when I would usually head over to Biloxi or something like that.
People in Miami Beach waking up to more calm this morning. This after new rules go into effect for spring break. And so far, the plan to break up with the out of control party scene seems to be working. Unlike past years here, the weekend wrapped up without any major incidents.
We like waking up to calmness, right? No doubt. Always a good thing. CBS News Miami's Terry Hortenstein. She's live in Miami Beach. And Terry, what's the reaction to the new rules?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it is very quiet out here, minus a street cleaner who just drove by us. But it feels very different out here, you know, and people, depending on who you talk to, whether it's a visitor who came here to have some fun or a local who likes the quiet, well, the opinions are very different. As we drove in today, I can tell you signs up everywhere. We've already seen some police out here. Roads are blocked off. It is very quiet. And I was out here last year after those two men were shot and killed. And let me tell you, it was a very different feeling.
It's not like the spring breaks of the past on Miami Beach.
Like, I was expecting a lot of chaos, but it's been very calm.
The city cracking down this year to prevent the chaos and violence we saw on Ocean Drive in March of 2023 and in years past.
It's painful. It's hurtful when anyone is hurt on your streets. And I feel I have a moral and an ethical obligation to keep everyone safe in our city.
I was here 1 year ago. It's better. Lot of police.
This weekend, law enforcement all over South Beach.
I see more cops on this street than we have in our entire town.
I understand why there's police presence, but it gets annoying for, like, trying to, like, enjoy the nights and everything.
Strict rules in effect. This year, no outdoor.
I love to see police, but I don't know. I'm a little bit older. I don't want no problems.
Dining on Ocean Drive, parking bans, more DUI checkpoints, and no alcohol sales after 8 p.m.
You see, like, a cop car on, like, every 10 feet, and I went to Publix, and I couldn't buy wine after 8 p.m., surprisingly.
And the changes seem to be working so far. Locals say they're relieved.
Well, of course, it's way better than having, you know, madness on every corner.
We're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
The city's now famous ad, Breaking Up with Spring Break, seeming to resonate with the people who live here.
And Miami Beach police tell us there have been 143 arrests since the beginning of spring break.
They're not playing no games.
The rules that are in effect, they will be back in effect this upcoming weekend as more spring breakers head to South Florida. In Miami Beach, Terry Hornstein, TV.
How much, what is the cost of a life? That's the thing we need to ask ourselves. What is the cost of a life? If everybody have a good time and somebody gets shot, or the cost of a life? Because people just got to make adjustments. You can't just go anywhere that you want to go and just tear it up, act a fool, and then think that everybody that's supposed to deal with it or fall out with the carnage, that's the end of the conversation. You can't just do that. You can't just go in, tear up something, and then walk away and then think that everybody is supposed to deal with it. I don't even like being around that many crowds. I'm surprised that y'all like being in those type of environments.
Those are police patrolling Miami's South Beach on ATVs as spring break gets into full swing. We've told you how authorities are trying to keep crime down with clever PSAs, saying Miami was breaking up with spring breakers, so they should stay away. But is it working? Amber Cogliano finds out firsthand.
Look at that. So y'all telling me that's worth it? That's worth it? Y'all, listen, this is years past. See, we don't really realize how good you get it until you go back to the way you had it. That ain't worth it. People, cars getting jumped on. Windshields cracked, shot, guns everywhere, people driving in from places. The real question that we should be asking ourselves is, where are people going instead? Are people going instead? Are they deciding to stay home? Airbnbs be toe up, couches, condoms inside of the couches, all of that. Nah, man, this is a different thing. This ain't going in and just having a good time and showing off and, you know what I'm saying, busting it down and keeping a G. This is different. Now, it's almost like they different. They got a whole nother mentality. They fighting and jumping on your car and it ain't no limits and crack your head open. And, man, ain't nobody got time for that. It's not the same. Look at this nonsense.
Your spring break in Miami Beach looked like this. This year, it looks like this.
Now, y'all messed it up for everybody.
A massive
everybody messed it up. That's it. You got some people, and because y'all didn't hold each other accountable, y'all came in from out of town, y'all not from there, and you came in and you messed it up for everybody.
These presents and few spring breakers.
So we are on the famous Ocean Drive Strip here in Miami Beach, and take a look. You can see it's spring break, and it's pretty quiet. Apparently,
no, it don't even look like that. It don't look like that on a regular winter weekend. On a winter weekend, it be jumping. It's jumping over there. On a regular weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, car to car, it's like the strip. It's like how Belle Isle used to be back in the day. And that was bad too. But on a regular day, it's people walking up and down and it's lit. I bet you they just want to go back to the regular day.
Getting the message that Miami Beach is breaking up with spring break, as seen in this public service announcement.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you.
6 p.m. beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and bag searches are putting a further damper on what is a rite of passage for college kids. He may be losing out on business, but David Wallach, who owns the famous Mango's Tropical Cafe on Ocean Drive, says he couldn't be happier.
I was in 16 stampedes last year. They set a curfew in the third weekend at 12 o'clock at night. I closed Mango's at 7:35. I didn't wait to the curfew.
Miami Beach Police Chief Wayne Jones.
Well, the breakup was necessary. We, you know, it for us, it's like a divorce.
Talk to him, you strong black man. You see that? You see that strong black man is going up there and saying, listen, this is necessary. This is like a divorce. It's going to be bittersweet, but it's like a divorce. Everybody needs to go their own way. Our kids are grown. Everybody needs to go their own way. Get it, black man.
We're hoping it's an amicable divorce.
Well, breaking up is hard to do.
I want to have a good time. I can't even have a good time. Everybody is like...
I think they should leave us alone because we're here having fun. We don't mean no ill intention. We're here having a good time. So there shouldn't be this much police population.
When they did the...
Nah. Go home. Go home. Go home. They should leave us alone. See, it's not just black people. It's not just women that's looking to take their top off and get naked. Listen, girls' trips over. We going back to the old ways in our red states. And our red states is over. Put your clothes back on. Somebody saved you from getting pregnant, baby. Somebody saved you from getting pregnant, baby. Go home.
The whole commercial for the Miami, like, we're breaking up with you. It's not that fun anymore.
Well, go home. Go home. Nobody owes you anything. Tear up your own city. Tear up your own states. We're no longer subjecting ourselves to the foolishness.